Good evening.
The time is 7 p.m. on Wednesday, February 17th.
Calling the Tri-City Tip Set. Calling the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tip Set. This is the net control for this evening, Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango. My name is Dave. I'm located in the town of Preston. Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tip Set is held every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. on 147.06 repeater. You do not need to be a member of the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club to join the net this evening. All properly licensed amateur radio operators are welcome to check in. Those do not wish to check in are certainly welcome to listen. As I mentioned, the net operates on the 147.06 repeater with a CL tone of 156.7 Hz. That's held each Wednesday night, 7 p.m. local time, with various net controllers on a rotating basis. This net is intended to provide an informal operating environment for new operators as well as for experienced amateurs. The purpose of the net is to provide a venue for presenting questions and obtaining answers and advice related to amateur radio. It's also to promote good fellowship among amateur radio operators and encourage the use of good operating procedures. Let me reset. That is a directed open net, and that means we call for a round of check-in. When we have everyone checked in, we'll go down through the list for comments and questions. During the check-in period, please mention if you have a question or a comment for the net. We will ask for the actual question once everyone's been checked in. There are three sections to the tip net. First, the open net with rounds of questions and comments. Second is a section for announcements about upcoming events and items of interest. And the third is an opportunity for those that are seeking, swapping, or selling amateur-related items. Unless otherwise directed, all communication should be directed to the net control. When checking into the net, please say "this is" and release the mic button exactly like this. To listen to ensure no one else has called at the same time that you have. Then slowly give your call sign phonetically, along with your name and location, and mention if you have a comment or a question for the net. It's time to take check-in. This is Dave, Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango, your net control for this evening. I'll start taking check-ins now. Please come with your call sign slowly and phonetically.
1, Foxtrot, Juliet, Whiskey, Chuck, in Groton. No questions. Probably not much for comments either.
Kilo 1 Victor. Steve, Coventry. No questions or comments yet.
KC1TWR, Tim, City of Groton. No comments, or no, let me rephrase that. No questions at this time.
W1FJW, Chuck, November Kilo 1 Victor, Steve, and KC1TWR, Tim. No questions or comments for all. Any further check-ins for the ship set? This is Kilo 1 Delta, Charlie Tango. Well, hearing no further check-in, we'll check back later. No questions on the table, so I thought if we do a little, maybe something a little different tonight. I was hoping that a few other people would be checking in. Maybe they're listening. But I thought we'd just talk about what you have for HF antennas and why chose them, or why they work for you, you know, the practicality, what fits, you know, like American Bandstand, it's got a good beat, it's easy to dance to, you know, why did you choose the antenna, how does it work for you, are you happy with the performance for what it is, so. That's the direction we're going to head in tonight, unless something else comes along. As I mentioned, I had a couple people in mind, and I hope they would check in, but as of yet, they have not, but maybe they're out there in the, lurking in the shadows. So with that, let's go to Chuck, W1FJW. What kind of HF antennas do you have, and why? A1DPT? W1FJW, the tip set.
I have a end-fed half-wave antenna, and I got it for a fairly good reason, in that my property is shaped a little bit like a receipt from a grocery store. Maybe not quite that bad, but it's a lot deeper by about 4 to 1 than it is wide, and therefore it doesn't lend itself to much else. The house takes up pretty much the front of the lot, and I have 13,800-volt primary of lines running on the street in front of the house. I'd rather not get an antenna tangled in them, if it's at all practical. Let me reset. And by putting the matching unit at a short distance from the house, I can run the wire back, and as long as I keep it in multiples of a half wavelength, it should stay working. So if I want to add another, 132 feet to it, it'll still work. That's why, back to net, W1FJW.
Just a follow-up question. Are you satisfied with the performance of it for knowing what it is?
I am, of course, I reserve the right to want something better performing, but it works as expected, and I'm happy with it. Back to net.
Well, thanks, Chuck. That's, I also have a half wave, and I'll comment on it after we've been through everybody one time. So let's find out what Steve has up there on the antenna farm in Coventry. NK1D, this is K1DCT in the tip stand.
Have multiple, but I do also, speaking of NFEDs, I do have an NFED, the 9-to-1, and it goes, I don't remember my actual length, 200 plus, so I just kind of shot out as far as I could, and it's kind of like a third antenna, mostly so I could play around on 160, which I can do. It will tune, the transformer on it lets me, internal tuner on any machine will just tune it like nothing. It's a little more noisy than I'd care compared to my other antennas, but I'm working on that. Winter came and I didn't really have time to play around with some different counterpoising. I have one that goes out underneath the deck and just kind of makes some random movements around because my property is also odd out front, so I didn't have a lot of room that way. Let me reset. Antennas, not even to talk about portable stuff for Parks on the Air, but my other two at the house are both, what are you going to call them, doublets. One is fed with 450 ohm window line, and the other one is fed with 600 ohm homemade ladder line. It's actually the same wire that the antenna goes out to. Both of them are cut to around 80 meters. One goes east-west, which I believe, let me see, the one on the 600 ohm goes east-west, but that goes to my better radio, and the other one goes north-south. One goes directly through a one-to-one into, you guys have heard my story of my ICOM 7100, which is actually up the hill at the bottom of the tower. So it's a pretty clean shot in. That one works fairly well. And the other one comes all the way down the hill with the open ladder line, and I didn't try to go right into the tuner because I couldn't really get that to work right, so I do go through a one-to-one, and then there's a short piece of coax to go into the tuner, and that's working just fine. There's some other comment I want on that, and I'll include base. Oh, and they're both inverted Vs, and there's a reason for that, because I've had, straight dipoles, and they do, in my opinion, work significantly better, but Mother Nature has just beats me up so bad when I try to go up in the trees like that. So the inverted V helps, I put it down, secure it with some bungee type stuff to mid-level of, trees, and both the feed points are on the tower, so I've been taking much less of a beating now from Mother Nature. So the minor loss is worth the beating, or the lack of beating. Back to net, NK1B.
Well, it sounds like you've experienced some difficulties and adjusted your antennas accordingly. So I think we all do some of that. So let's see what Tim has to say. I know he didn't have really much for HF, but I know he had dreams. So it's okay to get into the next phase. So KC1 TWR in the group, the tip set, this is K1 DCT.
Thank you, Dave. And yes, I have no bananas. I mean, yes, I have no HF antennas. I have no HF antennas today.
Anyhow, not currently, however, the plans are to put an infed up into the attic. I've got about 63 feet to play with, so I figure with a little judicious bending here and there, I can get a something that goes as low as 40 meters. And also to go up into the attic, I have a narrow 2 meter 440 antenna, as well as another antenna that I can't remember the name of, but it's basically a scanner antenna, a disco antenna. So that's my plan. I might even try and sneak up something up there for 6 meters, but if I can get the 40 meter infed up there, I think that would be the best thing. The other thing I need to look at is grounding. If I need to run a ground wire from up here where the radio is on the top floor all the way down to the basement. Fortunately, right outside the bay, one of our exterior walls is the electrical panel of the building, and that has a ground rod driven right next to it. So I can attach it right to there, having really good ground. Anyhow, now those are my thoughts at this point. I will say that over at the Red Cross building, they put in a few HF antennas. I think Dave may have even been involved in that a little bit. And one of them was an 80 meter that was basically looked like a football field goalpost, the way it was designed. It had two long legs that came together at one point from there down to the radio. And it does work after a fashion, especially if you turn off the fluorescent lights inside the main hall for the downstairs. So those are my dreams at this point, and hopefully they'll become a reality someday. Back to Snake Control, KC1TWR.
Yeah, well, I know you and I have talked about what's going to happen there, hopefully someday, maybe later this year. So I'll throw my two cents in. I have two antennas for HF. One of them, like everybody else, is an NFED. And I'll, that one's been up the shortest amount of time. It's been a few years, but I was on PSK with somebody on either 20 or 40 meters, more than likely. And, you exchange the usual information. This is my rig, this is my antenna, and he had one of these particular brands of antenna, NFED. So I asked him how he liked it. He says, oh, it's the best thing he's ever had. And so I reluctantly bought a wire antenna because I didn't want to. They want to have to find a waterproof box, buy all the parts to make the toroid and the waterproof box. By the time you find that waterproof box, bought about half the antenna. So I just got one. And, it's 40-20-15-10. And I think it performs quite well for a wire antenna that's up about 35 feet. The other antenna is an inverted V, fed with 450 ladder line, and each leg is 120 feet. So I have some space here. I can certainly branch out, and that runs right through the back of the tuner, 4-to-1 balance, and I can put it pretty much anywhere I can find a happy spot. So I like the NFED better because it goes right through the, bypasses the tuner. And so I'm not losing anything in there. I'm not just making the rig happy and dealing with it. So that's what I've got here. And go around again in case anybody wants to embellish their story. But let's first take a little pause and see if there are any further check-ins. This is the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tip Set in Net Control, K1GTT.
Kilo Charlie 1, Gulf Quebec Zulu, Van and Monto.
Talking about HF antennas, but if you have some other question you'd like to bring to the net, I will let you throw that in here into the mix. So if you have something, if not, I'll give you, I'll let you just throw in your comments about HF antennas. K1 DCT, 2 AC1 GQZ.
I have a couple of HF antennas. I have a vertical 80 to 10 meter Comet antenna. And I also have a NFED 80 to 10 meter, 130 feet long antenna. I haven't had great luck with either one of them for making long distance with my rig. I have a 100 watt rig, but the farthest I've made it down to is the Carolinas. So I haven't received a lot, so I'm not sure if I'm having problems with the system or not. I mean, it's been up for over a year. With all the COVID and everything, I wasn't going to ask for any help until things clear up. Because I did expect better quality reception with at least the NFED having to be horizontal. But that's all I have for now. This is KC1GQZ, back to net control.
Dan, well, sorry to hear you're not getting the contact you want to. Let me just throw a quick question back at you before I start around the loop again here. You know, what frequencies are you running, you know, day, night, and do you have an antenna analyzer?
KC1GQZ. I do not have an antenna analyzer. The Yaesu rig I have is the 450D, so it has the built-in tuner. Usually I'm going between 20 and 40 meter for the frequencies trying to scan for that. And my time, usually until maybe 9 o'clock at night. I know during the summer I don't even get on the HF because I'm not going to get the skip. So just kind of use it for the winter. But it is until about 9 p.m. KC1GQZ, back to net.
Okay, well, thanks, Dan. Yeah, that's, 20 during the day, 40 at night, that's pretty typical. I mean, this time of year, 80 and 160 do get a little better, but if your antennas don't cover that, that won't help you. And I do have an antenna analyzer that I'd be more than happy to drop off. You know, put it in a plastic bag, and you have to supply the battery. It takes 10 or 15 AA batteries. Unless you've got a 12-volt supply, and then you can put a 12-volt connector, one of those, I think they call them coaxial antennas, connectors. But I'd be more than happy to drop it off someday and, check everything out just to make sure it's doing the right thing. So, all right, let's, I'll take one more pause here just to see if there's, anyone else out there like to check in to the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tip Net? This is Net Control, K1 Delta Charlie Tango. Come now.
Here is Whiskey 1, Romeo Papa Queen, Bob in Oakdale. Good evening.
Here is Kilo Charlie 1, Mike Victor X-Ray, Kevin in Groton.
Bob and Kevin in here also. We've been talking about HF antennas, what you have, why you did it, if you like it. I think that's about it. So, before I give everybody else a second turn, I'm just going to go down the list here and everyone off EQ. I can pretty much describe what you have, but I'll let you do that.
Good evening, this is W1RPQ. Yes, I have an NFID 8010 at about 130 feet, about 35, 40 feet in the air, and it's worked fantastically for me. I've got some stuff here that I want to put up a maybe an off-center fed dipole just to try something different in a different direction. But I'm pretty happy with what I've got and been making some pretty good QSOs. Question I have for the gentleman with the vertical is what kind of ground radials do you have around the base of that antenna? That can have a big effect on how some of those can operate. And that's all I have for this round. This is W1RPQ. Back to net.
Very good, Bob. Yeah, and that's a valid question for Dan when it comes around. Kevin X, KC1MVX, your turn. K1TTT in the tip set.
C1MVX, thank you. I missed pretty much up until you made the final call out. But as far as HF goes, I have, I guess technically five HF antennas, although I only have two currently hooked up at my base station. I have a vertical. It's called a CP52. I think the new one is the CP6. And that is a diamond, I believe. I'm pretty sure it's a diamond. Might be an MFJ. But then I have, I have the G5RV dipole. I also have the junior, but right now the full G5RV is up. I'm able to do, you know, all kinds of stuff long range on the G5RV pretty well. At less than 100 watts, I'm able to hit, you know, Russia, I hit Japan on digital, and then voice I can pretty much get all over the U.S. and to South America and most of Europe. Let me reset. The vertical, the CP5 Mark II, it's really good at receiving. It has tuned radials, or maybe you'd call them aerials. They're up in the air with the antenna. The nice thing is it's compact, relatively compact, and doesn't need to be that high off the ground, but it does, the way it propagates is if it's not high enough off the ground, you're pretty much doing ground wave. And it, so because of that, it's great for 6 meters, and it'll do 10 pretty well, but once I try to go above and beyond, it doesn't do anything like the, you know, 102 feet dipoles do. The reason that I like my dipole is because it's what we use for field day, and it's just really excellent, and as far as an easy antenna to get up. But the thing that really gives me success is my MFJ 993 Bravo tuner. It's an excellent tuner. I heard it can tune a wet noodle, and in my experience,
That's true, so my experience or tuner can be just as important as your antenna. Hope that kind of answers the question, KC1VX, back to net.
You're good, Kevin. Yeah, doing the wet noodle. That's, a good tuner will do that. There's a lot of good tuners out there. That tuner was an ER. So, let's circle around back to the top, see if Chuck has any input for anyone that might have heard something that got something to comment on. Or maybe, some follow-up comment on what he's presently using. W1FJW, this is K1DCT in the tip stack.
Well, one of the nice attributes of an NFED antenna is its high impedance. Yeah, it takes a matching network at the end of the antenna. You can't really put a coax between the antenna and the matching network. Antenna has a high impedance, so it's driven at a fairly high voltage, and that means, of course, that it's driven with a very low current. And because of that, it doesn't take much ground to effectively ground it, and because the antenna's 3, 4, 5,000 ohms, current is less than an amp typically. So if you have a chain link fence nearby, or a ground rod, or if you have the antenna, like say in Tim's attic, where you don't have a lot of good grounds nearby, you can still use the antenna, because it's not putting several amps into the ground. Back to net, W1FJW.
Good point, Chuck. A lot of times the NFEDs are just a counterpoint. I don't know, 10, 20 feet of wire in some other direction will give you enough to make it effective. NK1V, any further follow-up comments about anything you've heard or anything you'd like to embellish in your story? NK1V, K1DCT, the tip stack.
I had a couple things. Someone mentioned off-center fed dipole. That's currently when conditions are good and weather is good. That's what I generally use when I do portable operations from, parts on the air, if I'm working from the vehicle. For some reason, I was using one before, and then I got away from it, and I was going with the doublet. Obviously, all inverted beads, because I come off of 25-foot fiberglass pole. And, the doublet was just not doing as well as I had hoped, so I went back to the off-center bed, and I said, really good luck with it, and it's very easy to tune. I use a 4-to-1. I believe that's a voltage balance that I have on top of that, not a current balance. And that is very, all bands, 10 through 80. Actually, I never tried 6, now that they're. And one of the things, I'm going to reset. When I go camping, I'm always looking for something relatively easy, and I've used portable a lot. I take a similar fiberglass pole. It's actually one of those kite poles. I think it's 30 feet. And I believe I have a 53-foot piece of wire. And as I extend the pole up, I wrap the wire as evenly as possible all the way up that pole. And I put it to the 9-to-1 at the bottom, which is actually on the toolbox of my truck. But I'm going to try to do it. I've done it once on the rear bumper of my camper. And use the vehicle for the counterpoise, and I do keep an extra wire just to throw out, just to help a little bit if things don't seem right. And I've actually had really good luck with that. That's actually my plan. I plan on taking this 9-to-1 that I have on the shack. That's just, it's noisy here, but it's just because of my setup, the way the power lines are and stuff like that. There's nothing certainly wrong. It's a factory-built transformer, and as Dave said, I think it was, for what it would have cost me to put one together of this quality, it was, in this case, I didn't buy the wire, but I bought the 9-to-1. And I plan on putting that, like, almost like a semi-permanent thing on the camper, and that way I can just run that the vertical up, basically a helicoil, and then use the frame of the camper for a counterbuoy. And I've had good luck with that, so I'm going to try that this year, if everything subsides enough so I can go camping. Back to Matt, and you want me?
All right, very good, Steve. That sounds good for camping. I don't camp, but, vaguely in my past, I remember doing this thing called vacation, and over the last year, I seem to have forgotten what that was. But when I do, I have a QRP rig, and I have a separate HF antenna for QRP, so it's a very lightweight balance. I use it on field day too. It's, you know, easy toss into the tree and easy packing up. So let's go down and see if Tim has any more hopes and dreams of HF antennas. KC1TWR, this is K1DCT, Tim.
Jotting down various comments and suggestions from the various people as we go around and around. Sounds very good. I'm wondering, and I think there's a chase that's down the inside of the outside wall, where pipes and vents, what have you, go from the basement all the way up through the attic. I'm wondering if I can toss a counterpoise cable straight down through there. And if it's clear enough, maybe even run an underground wire all the way down there and join up outside to the building ground. So that's, I'm going to have to do some more investigation on that and see how that works. And that's about it for me. Back to you. This is KC1TWR.
Well, depending when your condo was built, today's world, anything that penetrates the floor, ceiling, you know, goes up vertically like that is all sealed with fire caulk. But I don't know when your condos were built. They might not have had that rule back then. So, I mean, if you can look down there and see daylight, take a string or a little piece of chain. You know, some with a little weight to it, but nothing bulky. And that way you can kind of, as I say, make it dance a little. So you start at the top and you drop it down, and then you can move it around and keep dropping it until it comes out the other side. So let's go back to Dan, see if he's picked up anything or wanted to comment on, or maybe another question. Bob did pose the question about your ground radio. And the other suggestion I have for Dan is, I know you check into the wellness net at 1 o'clock sometime. And if I'm there, I normally have some time. I'd be more than happy to, after the wellness net, compare and contrast signals you hear and signals I hear to see, how they compare. So whether you're just fighting band conditions or something else about it. So let's see what you have to say. KC1GQZ, K1DCT in the tip set.
This is KC1GQZ. Yeah, so to answer Bob's question, the antenna actually has five lower vertical ground planes. Each one had identification for the different meter band, and during installation, they told me exactly what distance they needed to be extended at. This is all on a vertical antenna. It also has three small ground planes towards the very tip of the antenna. I'm not sure what they're for. They were all exactly the same size. I have all the antennas grounded, going down to a common ground rod, 8 foot deep, 5/8 by 8 foot. And the wire from the rod to the general location is a number 2 copper, and then I stepped it down to a number 6 copper to go to each of the antennas for grounding. So I'm hoping I have it grounded well. And Dave, I'll definitely take your recommendation or time up after one of the wellness tips to play on the HF and see if there's anything you could help me remotely. That would be wonderful. This is KC1GQZ, back to net control.
All right, Dan, I look forward to that. In fact, the last couple of days I've been tied up, but I know tomorrow I should probably be around for the 1 o'clock wellness test. So if you're available, if not, I'm on there a lot of days, but the last 2 days I've been dorked up. We'll leave it at that. I'm going to take a quick break here and see if there's anyone like to check in to the tip set. This is your net control, Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango. Please come now. Alrighty then, we will head on to down the list to W1RPQ. Bob, any further questions or follow up on anything you've heard? K1GCT in the tip set.
This is W1RPQ. A quick follow up on his antenna there. It sounds like Dave should be able to give you a hand if he can loan you his antenna analyzer. You'll find out just how well it's performing. And I'll have to look up that Comet antenna and find out if you can add a field of ground radials. These are just long ground leads laid on the ground around that in an array that may help or may not. Some of those antennas can incorporate that, and some of them don't work that well with them, but it's a possibility. The other antenna thing I'll mention is I do have a buddy pole set up with several different configurations for 80 meters and 20 meters and everything in between, and I usually use that one with my field rig, my FT891, and that's a lot of fun. It does, in my opinion, require a good little antenna analyzer when you're setting them up in the field quickly to get them tuned into where you want them, but that nano VNA thing works really great for that. Other than that, that's all I have for this evening, so this is W1RPQ. Back to net.
All right, very good, Bob. Good comments, and yeah, you're right. Some of those antennas are built, and I did not look it up here. I'm a little busy on this end. But yeah, some of those antennas are built that you do not need ground radios, so adding them either won't help you or it may even hurt you. So, let's get on to get some comments from KC1MVX. Any follow-up comments or questions? K1GCT in the tip set.
VX. Yeah, I'm not sure exactly. I didn't get exactly what antenna GQZ had, but it sounds similar to, I have a portable called the Super Antenna
which will break down into a backpack, and you manually tune it, but it comes with pre-made radials. And one of the things I see people commonly do is end up making their own radials for it. I think the pre-mades are, like, good if you don't know what you're doing or in a pinch. But I recently started learning more about radials and all sorts of different things, especially dipoles and doublets and how they work to help me get better propagation on mine. So, you know, we're the tips net and we're here to help, but there's so many resources online. My personal recommendation, somebody way smarter than me, if you go on YouTube, just search on YouTube, Ask Dave number 350. He is a ham who recently did a very good video on how radials work and how to figure out what you need. And, it taught me a lot. Maybe it'll help you. Ask Dave number 350. That's my recommendation. KC1MVX, back to that.
All right, very good, Kevin. Let's check that out. Just don't ask me. So, with that, I will. I think we're going to move to the second section. But before I do, I will put out a last call for the first section. This is Kilo 1 Delta Charlie Tango. We get control for the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tip Tank. Please call now. We're going to move into the second section, which is announcements and items of interest. Does anyone have something to fit that category? K1DCC. Go ahead with your announcement.
I wanted to mention that the Race On Amateur Radio Club will be holding their meeting tomorrow evening at 7:30 on the Norwich N1NW repeater. Also, I wanted to mention that last Saturday, the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club held a VE session at the amateur radio test session, at which I believe one person passed their amateur extra and got that, and then we had, I believe, five people who got their technician license headed out, Timothy, and beyond that, I'm not sure how many others passed or what have you. I know two were going for general, but I don't know if they got that. And I think one of the technicians even also got their general, but I'm not sure. But anyhow, successful class. Everybody that signed up showed up. So very happy about that. And hopefully we'll still be another test session in April, where we're starting to talk about that now. So that's all I have. Back to Main Control, KC1CWR.
Very good. Off the top of my head, yeah, I think there were four new techs, two new generals, one of them being the one that went from nothing to general, one upgrade from tech to general, and one extra. It may not be 100% accurate on that. If there's a correction, please come now. Well, then we'll, if there's no further announcements, we're going to move into the third section, which is cell swap or seeking amateur radio-related items. Anyone have anything to this into one of those categories, please call now. K1CCC in the dispatch. All right, Tim, go ahead and list your items.
Hey, this is actually for the Greater Bridgeport Amateur Radio Club down in Bridgeport today, and I got to chat with one of the members down there. As a matter of fact, it was the club president, and he made mention of the fact that the club down there is actually has some excess equipment that they're looking to tell to whoever would have such a need for such things. One of them is a Vertex repeater. I don't have much, I know it's 2 meter, but beyond that I don't have any other details. The other one is a Henry 300 amp, and that's fresh back from being serviced at the Henry company, so that should be in good shape. They also have 2 rolls of hard line. Each one is about 150 feet long, and we're looking for about $1 a foot for that. If anybody's interested in any of that, they can contact the G Bar Club through N1DID. That's November 1 Delta India Nova Delta. And his email address is good on QRZ. So I just wanted to pass that along. Back to the control, KC1CWR.
Good, KJ Woody out there wants to set up their own computer site. Does anyone have any comment or question for what Tim listed? Please call now.
This is N1LEY Mobile.
Question for the equipment that was listed, you're checking in home.
No question, just we're on our way back from Mystic. I bought a snowmobile and heard you guys on the radio, figured I'd jump in, say hi to everyone. I haven't been on this repeater in a little bit, so I figured I'd make myself known and say hi.
Okay, well, as long as you can put a mobile rig on the snowmobile, then it's classified as amateur radio gear. All right, well, let's see. Did anyone else have anything to swap, sell, or seeking? Please call now. K1DCC in the tip center. I'm going to put out the last call. This is the last call for Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Hipset. Are there any additional check-ins? Since we're putting the chairs up on the bar and sweeping the floor. K1DCC. Hearing nothing further, I'm going to close the net at this time. I want to thank all those that participated in the Tri-City Amateur Radio Club Tip Net. Thanks to all those that stood by as we conducted the net. Tri-City Amateur Radio Club sponsors the net has their meeting on the second Tuesday of each month. Presently, that meeting is being held on Zoom, and the meetings are at 7 p.m., open to all interested persons. Licensed or not. Information about the club may be found at tricityarc.org. We want to thank John for the use of the repeater, and Joe for the use of W1DX Echo Link. That will meet again next week at 7 p.m. on Wednesday with a different net controller. Turn the repeater to regular amateur use. This is CLO 1 Delta Charlie Tango. Good evening. 73.
C1TWR disconnected.